You are listening to an online message from Limbrookwood Baptist Church. For more messages, upcoming events and weekly activities, please visit www.lwbc.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching Limbrookwood BC. Thank you for tuning in.
Let's continue to read from the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. We're going to read just one verse for chapter 1. And then we're going to jump to 26. So we're going to start from Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Let's go to verse 26 of the same chapter. The Bible continued to say, then God said, 26, we are going to read 26 to 28. Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all creatures that move along the ground. 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Number 28, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. We can go to hear the word of God. You're going to excuse me because today I'm preaching. So when you see me doing like that, it's the manner of preaching. Because sometimes preaching get you to be excited. Yeah? So you will also excuse me because I will not stick in one place. Now, when we are in celebration of our 60th birthday for this church, and it's a long way. God has taken the church a long way from when the church started to where we are now. When I was thinking about it, I was saying, you cannot be able only to see where you are without looking back from where you have come from. I'm like that. When I think of where I am now, when I think of where God has led me, has brought me to, it also clicked my mind of where God has taken me from. And when I was thinking about it concerning my life, from where God has taken me from, since when I was small, I could see God has been walking together with me. And I always say, as a testimony, that were it not for God, I would not be the way I am today. Praise the name of the Lord. It is always important that you can be able to look back and see the way your life was, and you project if you would be alive or you'd be dead. I'm one of those who would have been dead by now. So it is by the grace of God, the love of God. And therefore, I give God all the glory. Praise the name of the Lord. One of those days, I was remembering, you know, sometime in Christmas time when you don't have a lot to see, to do, you like going different places, looking at different pictures, and I have some of the pictures when I was small. And I remember when I was growing up, you will excuse me to give this like a testimony. When I was growing up, when I was about, I've grown up in a violent home. I know what is domestic violence since when I came to know myself. And I was remembering because, sorry to say, but my dad used to be like my enemy. And I remember one time, I was about 6 years old. And he used to come very late at night. This is part of my preaching, by the way. Testimony always builds people up. So when I was age 6 and my father came, one of those days he came. And every time when he come back home, because he used to come up back home drunk, he used to cause havoc. He used to cause everyone to scatter. If you don't run for cover, you're going to have it. And it was not like easy. Having done long or not done long, everyone will suffer a lot. So I remember when he came, and he started to be violent. He started when I talk about being violent, I know what I'm saying. And then everyone has to look for the way out. And I think in those days, when we know my father is not yet alive, we'd leave the door open. Because we know when he come, we need to have easy way out. So everyone, me, my sisters, my brother, they start running away for cover. I was small, and then even me, I started finding my way. And everyone ran to different areas. It was a season where there was growth, you know, season of where after heavy rain. So there were vegetations, slabs. So I went and got into one inside one in those slabs because I was hiding. So when I got in there, because it was after midnight, when I got in there, I slept. So people would come back after he was tired and go to bed. So that's when people would come back. And if there was food which was in cooking, people will eat food, or maybe if there isn't, people go hungry. If go very hungry. So when they all came back, they looked at me. They couldn't find me. So my mother said, "You go and look for your brother." They went all over. They couldn't find me because I was quite asleep inside the slabs. But after looking for me, they found me. And they brought me back. And what do I want to say? When you look where you are, it always take you where you have come from. And I always, when I see where God has taken me from, I always give him the glory. And by the way, I want to say I am not that better than my father. It is only by the grace of God It is because the Lord saved me. He brought me to the kingdom of light. So therefore, when we look where the church is, we look back from where it has come from. And there were people who were working hard in those days. The fire, that fire then, it is the fire which has brought us this far. And from here, the church is in transition. We are going further from here. After 60 years, God is taking the church to another higher level. So therefore, I want to say that I was thinking today that, you know, you can forgive, but it is very, very hard to forget. And that is a gospel truth. When my father passed away, after knowing the Lord, I forgave him. But forgetting, it's a mark that I will live with it until I die. That's when maybe I'll forget. But the good thing is, I'm using it as a testimony to say that God is good. I don't use it as I feel that anger. I use it as a testimony to see what God can do. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when we look in the book of Genesis, where it all began, we see the good our Father who art in heaven had a good thought concerning us. And in the beginning, where we have led, the Bible says, and God created the heaven and the earth. And now, after that creation, when he looked at it, it was still not in form. And there was a void, there was horror, there was something that needed to be filled. There was something that required to be put in place. Now, I was looking at it because the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering upon the surface of the deep, or the surface of the water. So I was thinking, what is hovering? My brother, Dave. Hovering. Hanging around. It was hanging around. Hanging what? Hanging around on over the waters. Hanging around over the waters. And I was looking at it and I was saying, you know, the Holy Spirit was having a horrible moment. Because the Holy Spirit is not meant to hang around. It's not meant to hover. And I believe that when it came to the work of going to the next step, that's when the Holy Spirit started to rejoice. And he knew it's no more time to hover. And so the Bible says, while the Holy Spirit was hovering upon the waters, and God said, praise the name of the Lord. And we don't have to go there, but we know the work that God started to do. And you remember where we have read about the beginning. In the beginning, the word was there. But when we hear about the word, it is Jesus, because he came to be known as Jesus when he was born as a man, you and myself. That is when he came to be known. But the word was there in the beginning. And he was there. And anything was made would have not been made without him. So therefore we know the Holy Spirit was there. And the word was there. And God himself lives. So we know about the Trinity: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And we see one thing that when he was creating the heaven and the earth, he was not doing it for no good reason. We always say God is a God of plan. So he kind of just saying, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that. The plan he had was the plan that we have led. Creation of man. Because it was after everything was put in place. That is when he then went forth and said, what? Let us create man in our own image, in our own likeness. And I want to say, or to ask, who was God speaking to when he was saying, let us? Who was he speaking to, Pastor? Huh? Was he speaking to himself? Huh? He wasn't. He wasn't just speaking plural for nothing. He was a host. He was speaking to the Holy Spirit, speaking to the Word. Ah, come on, let us make man. And I like when it's teamwork. Huh? When it's teamwork, we see Brother Dave, the way he is, made marvelously, created wonderfully. Praise God. Let us make man in our own image, in our likeness, that we may settle him in the earth that we have created. And then this is what happened. And the man, after creation, he was what we call charged. He was given power. Praise the name of the Lord. He was given authority. He was told, now, shall we read it again? Shall we read it again? This is a very key place that we all must not forget. Praise the name of Jesus. This is where we are. Number 28. Number one, we know that God blessed them. And then he said to them, be fruitful, increase in number, fill the earth, and subdue it. That is the word I was looking. Subdue. Subdue means to overcome. Take charge. You have been given power to overcome. And I want to speak this as an encouragement to one of us. Because we are living in a world that is like almost taking charge even over Christians, the children of God, the creation of God. One thing I always say is that if you can be a policeman, a woman, or an army officer who has been trained and has been given charge, he has been given power, he has been given authority. But if you forget that you have been given power, you will fight any, we call them Jack and Jill, anyone coming to walk over you. And yet, you have been trained. You have been given power. You have been given charge. You have been given control. So therefore, it is always important for us, church, to know that we have been given power. We have been given charge. We are the people who are overcomers. I want to hear amen for that. It is God himself who said that subdue the earth. Have power. Have authority. Take charge. When I was small, let me go back to where I start from. I was naive. I didn't know my power. I didn't know anything to do, what to do. There was intimidation. The world is trying to intimidate. even the children of God. A lot of intimidation is there. Huh? But when I grew up, I knew that this, what was been, has been happening, was not fair. It wasn't fair. When you know it is not fair, you see what you can do. My mom, unfortunately, in those days, there was a lot of unfairness for women. In the village, we would see people shouting women at night, because it was like something that was going on in many homesteads. Women come, they want to beat. Let me call it beat. They want to beat their wives. They want to beat children. They want to harass children like criminals. But because of intimidation, that intimidation, and in those days, a woman would not, God bless you, a woman would not leave the marriage because they'll become an outcast. Once they are being given away, they can't go back to their to where they came from. So therefore, there was such intimidation, and a woman would not stand for herself, neither for her children. And she had to leave for it. I remember when I was small, my mom was saying, "It is only because of you, because I don't know where to take you people. I can't leave this." So therefore, after growing and knowing you are right, because once you grow in Christ, you know you are right. You have to walk by it. You have to say no where there is intimidation. You have to say no where your rights are being violated. You have to stand up for your light. You have to know that who you are. You are created in the image and likeness of God. God has blessed you. God has put favor upon your life. God has a lot. He has done a lot for you. So therefore, as I come to conclusion, because I have to praise the name of the Lord. As I come to conclusion, the main thing was to look back and see the beginning. Number one, why God had to do all this work of creation. He did it because of you. He called the light and challenged the darkness because of you. He put things in place because of you. And if you look that, you become strong. And I know there is one who has done a lot for me. Even before Jesus came. Because Jesus came to bring back what was lost. So before the enemy starts to challenge you, to intimidate you, to put you to a long place, you have to stand up. And you can only do that if you look back and see what God has done for you. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'm coming to say that, there is always a beginning of something. When Jesus was born, he came and became baptized. And from there, he went to the wilderness. Temptations. And then after that, he started the ministry. And he started doing good. He found people who were ill. He healed them. He found people who were lame. He touched their lives. In the beginning, when you look back, that is when you can have power to move on. look back to the cross, you will have power to move on. Look back in the time of Genesis, you will have power to move on. Look where you have come from, you will have power to soldier on. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is the same case, I think, Jesus, when he came out of temptation, he looked and he said, I have overcome this. I can overcome anything. He started doing great things. So, we are in the beginning of the year. Don't look back and feel intimidated. Look back and see all what God has done for you. And be strong to soldier on. You're going to overcome in this year. You're going to win. You're going to be in good health in this year. You're going to meet, God is going to help you to meet your expectations. May the God bless, may the good Lord bless you.
You are listening to an online message from Limbrook Wood Baptist Church. For more messages, upcoming events, and weekly activities, please visit www.lwbc.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching Limbrook Wood BC. Thank you for tuning in.